products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice day in progress. Very comfortable. Mostly sunshine, a few clouds. High temperature up to about 80 today. Some isolated showers possible tonight, but pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the mid-80s Thursday. Some widely scattered pop-up storms are possible, maybe a thundershower. It'll be hotter Friday with a high near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday as we start the Memorial Day weekend. Low to mid-90s on Sunday. And there will be a risk for some widely scattered pop-up storms each afternoon right on through the Memorial Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says there were 267 new coronavirus cases Monday, bringing the total statewide to more than 12,000. At least 480 people have now died from COVID-19. Lawyers for former House Speaker Mike Hubbard are asking the Alabama Supreme Court to reconsider a decision upholding his ethics conviction. His attorneys argued that state prosecutors stretched the meaning of the Alabama ethics law and that parts of the law were unclear. The Alabama Supreme Court last month overturned five of the ethics convictions while upholding six others. And the Montgomery Regional Airport has reduced its daily flights from 12 to 4 because of the coronavirus. Airport officials say in April 2019, they had 31,000 total passengers compared to just 1,700 in April 2020. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start200.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance, and this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all, and you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
It's customer appreciation time at Rick's Jewelers in Prattville. We would like to show our appreciation to our customers for their support and encouragement during the recent shutdown by offering 30% off of everything in the store throughout the month of May. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A modern day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authority on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful. I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. San Marcos is down 80 points, and the temperature outside is 79 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's really weird this morning. If you were in the shade, it was nice and cool.
Yeah.
It was, I was sitting on my deck. It was nice. Went out to go take the garbage out, and sunlight hit me. It's like somebody put an infrared light on me or something, because there's so much humidity out there.
Did you get that crazy downpour for a little bit last night?
What was that, by the way?
It was like a monsoon. It was unreal.
Yeah, I know. We're sitting outside on the deck, and then all of a sudden it started raining, and I said, well, maybe it's going to stop. It didn't.
Well, the bottom fell out there. It didn't last crazy long, but...
No, it was like only about 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
It's enough to wet the ground so Benji couldn't go back out. But we solved that problem this morning. He got out and there's a cat in the yard. Benji was going berserk. Like, what are you doing in my yard? He's barking. Are you here to play? He just would not be quiet. I had to finally go outside and run the cat away so he couldn't see the cat. And then the pool guy shows up, so he goes, you here to play?
No.
Benji, calm down, buddy. I'll get you a playmate here. I'll play with you this afternoon type of thing. Okay, we have a lot going on. We're going to have Matt Whitaker on Tuesday at 1:05. And
a week from today?
A week from today.
Very good.
His book came out today. We were hot on the list. I didn't feel Friday was going to be a good day, so and Monday were dark, and so Tuesday we took Tuesday for it. The president's taking hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
And the press went nuts. But one person who went nuts that really surprised me was Neil Cavuto. And I was sitting there listening to it on my XM radio, got into the house about halfway into this thing. And he says some of the nuttiest stuff here. Neil just is not a smart guy. I mean, he's got, you're going to die. If you take it, you're going to die. I mean, listen to what he has to say.
That among a population of veterans in a hospital receiving this treatment, those with vulnerable conditions, respiratory conditions, heart ailments, they died. There are also a number of other studies out, including the Journal of the American Medical Association, which examined some 1,438 individuals in the New York area across 25 hospitals from the middle of March to the end of March. The study was a real chance to look at the benefits that the president insisted were hydroxychloroquine. They concluded that among residents hospitalized in metropolitan New York with COVID-19, the treatment or both compared with neither treatment, no statistical differences. A second study done by Justin Gilaris and colleagues at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Irving Medical Center in Northern Manhattan from March 7th to April 8th also showed there were no visible differences, that the risk of intubation or death was not significantly higher or lower among patients who received hydroxychloroquine versus those who did not. The VA study to which the president alluded wasn't a loaded political one. It was a test on patients there and those who took it in a vulnerable population, including those with respiratory or other conditions, they died. I want to stress again,
they were dying.
They died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you.
I cannot stress enough, Neil.
This will kill you. So again, whatever benefits the president says this has, and certainly it has had for those suffering from malaria, dealing with lupus, this is a leap that should not be taken casually by those watching at home or assuming, well, the president of the United States says it's okay. Even the FDA was very cautious about this unless in a clinical trial, safely and deliberately watched. I only make this not to make a political point here, but a life and death point. Be very, very careful. I want to pursue.
That was amazing. And he went on for like 10 minutes. I was just stunned. I have no respect for Neil Cavuto, particularly the way he presented that case. If you take it, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. That's very Joe Scarborough-ish, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible that he did that.
Well, it's like there's going to be people on the street going, hey, psst, Dan, you got any of that HCQ, baby?
Yeah, there you go, because I want to die.
I need my fix.
Well, and there's a big difference between somebody who's on a ventilator taking hydroxychloroquine and somebody just taking hydroxychloroquine. I've taken it before when I traveled overseas to places like Central America and South America and places like that. It was kind of standard for us. So could not believe it. Could not believe he did that. But there he goes again. Okay. So let's kind of get into the target of things here. One of the big things that everybody talked about was Barr talking about Obama and Biden investigation. Let's do these calls here before we get into another subject. Who is this?
Cranky.
Hey, good morning. Get the show off to a good start or bad start, right?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I tell you what, I just Cavuto, haven't liked him for a long time. He's a never-Trumper. And anybody that thinks he's conservative, I remember back when right before the economy tanked with Bush, Hannity had called Cavuto and had him on his show, and he was like, well, hey, you know, things are looking rough out there and all this, what can we do to hedge our, you know, protect ourselves? Where can we put our money where it'll be safe? And you know, once again, Cavuto doesn't know what he's talking about. He says, put your money in treasury bills. You know, it'll be safe there because, you know, the federal government will never go out of business. And, you know, it hadn't gone out of business, but that really wasn't the place to put your money back when that was going on back then. Once again, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I just, I turn the TV off. In the rare moment when he does come on, when I've got the television on, I just turn the television off. I don't care for him.
Yeah, I haven't particularly cared for him, but now the way he presented that and he said it was such anguish, it was amazing to me. I was stunned.
Like you, I'm pretty sure I had no idea that he had a medical degree. I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he and Spencer Collier, you know, they've got a medical degree and a pharmacy license. So.
There you go.
Well, and I saw Dr. Manny Alvarez on with Brett Baier last night, and he was a little surprised too, but he shared an interesting fact that in a survey of like thousands of doctors, 75% say, no, I'm not currently prescribing hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure or as a therapeutic right now, but that means 25% are.
Yeah.
And I think there's this interesting thing in medicine, this mentality that you and your doctor don't have freedom. You have to go by what the experts and the bureaucrats say. And I think that's been embedded in medicine for way too long. We should get back to more health freedom, to going to experts you trust. And mistakes might be made, but I think that's better for folks in the long run rather than the folks on ice saying, this is the way it is.
There's a one so right. We're the keeper of the truth.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I agree or disagree with you, Joey. I think that, you know, we should make our medical decisions based on the same way we pick the movies we go to. I mean, it's just they're both just as important.
Right.
And,
sure.
You know, we should,
or the wine we drink,
yeah.
Based on the label.
We should make our medical decisions based on, you know, how many times have you said, you know, well, you know, the critics say this is a good movie to go to.
Sure.
Let's go to this, and it's the crappiest movie you ever saw in your life. Yeah, sure. That's what we ought to do. I you know, we're doing everything else bass ackwards in this country anyway, so why not do that? I gotta go. I called in on the last hour and said, "My God, I'm already wound up this much, and you know it's just noon on Tuesday. It's going to be a long week. Good thing it's a 3-day weekend."
Thanks
for picking me up. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. Have a great Memorial Day. Going to go to a break. Joel, coming back to you right after this.
Show. Turn on. Tune in. News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox Tomorrow.
It's the Masked Singer Grand Finale.
As Frog, Turtle, and Night Angel do battle one last time, may the best mask win.
The winner is...
Then, join football's Watt brothers.
We are taking the game of tag to an ultimate level.
For the premiere of a new competition series.
Oh, my God!
Ultimate Tag, after the Masked Singer season finale.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail-order pharmacy. A mail-order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail-order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car?
Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneking, the King of Clean.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Boy, Gary G did a very nice gesture there.
Yes.
Squeaky Farm Market, Boston Butts on sale for $25 in Tacoma, 280 Farm. 280 Farm. Also, they have two slabs of rib for $25. That's for the Memorial Day weekend, guys. Pick it up and have a good old time. Also, they have music and all sorts of things there. They have the barbecue plates that you can pick up and do that on Saturday and Monday. I think it's $9. It's got everything, baked beans, coleslaw, cake, the bread with the barbecue, all good. I tell you, they make those Boston Butts are outstanding. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. Did y'all get the contradiction that Neil was making? He said it will kill you, but then he quoted two studies that showed
it
that there was no such significance of the one taking it and one that wasn't taking it.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't. One thing I do not like about people is when they get emotional reaction about something versus an intellectual reaction. And Neil, that was just pure emotion on his part. And he was even more animated a little bit further down in the cut. But my respect for him has hit rock bottom.
Well, I don't care for him either. But I'm fixing to go in and eat barbecue at Hog Rock. So this is the first time I've been in here and 6 months.
Get the onion rings. That's my favorite thing they have.
Well, you have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate you. The, let's see. Nancy Cordes, no. I thought I separated Trump and said he was taking hydroxychloroquine. Oh, NBC Nightly News did a story on it. Listen to this.
The astonishing disclosure by President Trump late today that he is now taking the unproven drug he has pushed as a potential treatment for COVID-19. Kristen Welker has those late details now.
Tonight, stunning news from President Trump revealing he takes the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, a controversial medicine that Mr. Trump has touted as a potential treatment for coronavirus, despite limited evidence to back that up and research showing potentially dangerous side effects.
I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
Right now, yeah. But I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right. I'm not going to get hurt by it.
The president saying he has taken one pill per day for the past week and a half. And while no one recommended he take the drug, Mr. Trump said he did consult with the White House doctor beforehand.
I didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine.
The president says he has no signs of COVID-19 and tests show he is negative. So his rationale for taking it?
What do you have to lose?
For 2 months, the president used similar language as he repeatedly hailed hydroxychloroquine as an effective treatment for coronavirus.
What the hell do you have to lose? Hydroxychloroquine is a very powerful drug for certain things, and it's a very successful drug.
But clinical trials and research show the drug could pose an increased risk of serious heart problems or even death for certain patients. And multiple large studies in recent weeks have found no benefit from the drug in fighting COVID-19. All of that prompted the Food and Drug Administration to warn last month against using hydroxychloroquine outside of a hospital setting. And most doctors were only using it in extreme cases, Mr. Trump dismissing any potential side effects.
Here's my evidence. I get a lot of positive calls about it. So far, I seem to be okay.
Tonight, medical officials reiterate the risks.
The side effect profile for hydroxychloroquine is pretty well established. It definitely does seem to cause cardiac risks. It can cause incorrect or abnormal rhythms of the heart.
Ken goes.
We have asked for more details and documentation, but still no response from the White House.
The Morning Joe went in and started a show out with this and said, I can guarantee you that he's not taking it. He said, I can guarantee you. And what he did as evidence was he went to dinner with them and he had a whole bunch of hand wipes and was constantly wiping his hands. And he's a germaphobe. So in Joe Scarborough's mind, that's why he is definitely not taking it. And then they did a report saying that a handful of White House staffers knew that he was taking it. And then the doctor said he was taking it. But no, Joe Scarborough said, I can guarantee you he's not taking it. That's how nutty Joe Scarborough is. Let's go to Local Doc. This could be interesting. Local Doc, welcome aboard.
Hello there. Hello there. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and since this subject has come up, I figured I wanted to call in.
Please.
Been practicing medicine in Montgomery for a long time, over 22 years. And I just want to let you guys know that my wife got the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And so did I. And I started her on hydroxychloroquine and myself on hydroxychloroquine.
And Buzzy, you died.
And within 24 hours, our symptoms were gone. So, and that's testing positive, feeling sick. We weren't deathly ill, okay? We never were short of breath. We just were sick. We had flu-like illness. And then about 6 days after that, one of my sons caught it, started him on hydroxychloroquine. The next day, he was better. So I think the moral of the story is every human being is unique and different genetically and molecularly. The benefit of this medication is not going to be on somebody who's at death's door, extremely sick, close to a ventilator. The benefit is going to be in people like myself and my wife who had flu-like illness but weren't deathly ill and got over it. I also believe that after time, we'll see that this medicine does work in the majority of people in a prophylactic role.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Let me ask several questions here. Number one, do you or your wife have any underlying conditions?
No.
So no diabetes, no pulmonary, no heart issues or anything like that?
No. But interestingly, my wife does have arthritis and she was treated with hydroxychloroquine for over 10 years until her arthritis got better and she got off of it.
Oh, wow.
So she was off of it for probably 2 years.
Did
And her rheumatologist would have her checked annually for her eyes. But other than that, no other screening tests were done while she was on it. very well tolerated.
So did you, did a doctor prescribe it, or how did you get the medicine?
I prescribed it. I'm a doctor.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said you were a nurse.
No.
Oh, okay. My bad. So you prescribed it to yourself. You prescribed it to your wife. Prescribed it to your son. All three of you did not die. All three of you got better.
Got better. And listen, I'm not in the habit of prescribing for family members, but, you know, these are strange times. The rules and regulations are somewhat relaxed right now due to this emergency act. Mm-hmm. And I saw that it was the right thing to do given the situation. That's not something I would typically do.
What type of medicine do you practice?
Well, I don't want to get into it.
You don't want to reveal yourself, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm board certified. My training was in internal medicine, but I do not practice internal medicine.
Okay. And are you a first-time caller?
Yes. A long-time listener.
Do you want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket?
Yes,
okay, local doc. Guess what, buddy? You get your name put in twice. One for being a caller, and second for being a first-time caller.
That's what I'm talking about. 1118.
How long have you been listening?
Years.
Years. Are you private practice or a hospitalist?
Private.
Outstanding. Well, I'm really glad. I have a lot of doc clients and such, so I know the community well. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your information. Okay, I'm going to give you a test. When do we do the drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket?
I think it's Friday.
Friday from 2:30 to 2:45.
And it's for a whole bunch of whatever you want, like $60 worth.
$60 worth. You got to take your bride because she's going to be in charge of that money regardless of what you think.
That's right. And then off the air, if you ever want to, I can talk to you more about what I do and everything, but I just don't want to do it on air.
Okay, that's fine. We would love to get some contact information. Can I get that for? Can Joey get that from you?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to go to a break. Thanks, Local Doc. Enjoy talking to you. Appreciate the info.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. T-Spear, John D., coming back to you right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
We understand that these are uncertain times, and while we are all looking for answers, we know many of you are also looking for help. That's why Liberty Mutual is automatically refunding a portion of our customers' personal auto insurance premiums. We're also offering flexible payment options for those who have been financially affected by the crisis. In these uncertain times, we want you to know we are here to help. Learn more about what Liberty Mutual is doing at libertymutual.com/COVID-19.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Lillian Wu.
$16 billion is going directly to the farmers and ranchers.
President Trump announcing efforts to stabilize the pandemic-slammed food supply chain and support farmers.
I tell you, you could go back to Abraham Lincoln. There's no president that's treated the farmers like Trump.
Speaking a short while ago at the White House.
Billions of dollars more to assist in food distribution, getting crops that would otherwise go to waste out to food banks and charities, where they can be used by people who are really in need, and to individual families through the new so-called Family Food Box program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Fox's John Roberts. And the widow of the late Ohio senator and former astronaut John Glenn has died. Annie Glenn, who stuttered for much of her life, was an advocate for people with disabilities. She was 100 years old and died from coronavirus complications. She survived by her two children. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice day in progress. Very comfortable, mostly sunshine, a few clouds, high temperature up to about 80 today. Some isolated showers possible tonight, but pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the mid-80s Thursday. Some widely scattered pop-up storms are possible, maybe a thundershower. It'll be hotter Friday with a high near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday as we start the Memorial Day weekend. Low to mid-90s on Sunday. And there will be a risk for some widely scattered pop-up storms each afternoon right on through the Memorial Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I'll tell you what, that last gentleman on, that was on air, the local doctor, if anyone was a voice of reason for what people need to do is to look at their body, see what needs to be done, and then work with your local physician to make sure that you're getting the right prescriptions and the right medication. That gentleman seems to be the epitome of what we need to be looking for our own medical doctors. Wow, what a tremendous statement.
That is true. It's amazing the number of people that have text me about him. I'm looking at five right now.
Well, tremendous voice for reason and doing the right research. Do you think, you know, you would think that all of these anti-Trump people such as Neil Cavuto and so many more in Washington, instead of looking up at the sky and screaming and saying, oh, woe is me, oh, woe is me, we're going to lose our president. Normally, I would have thought they'd have been jumping up and down and saying, yeah, go take that. I think the difference is somewhere down the line, all these so-called experts whose only real lineage to expert is that they're expert at tying their shoes or maybe zipping their pants. Maybe the fact that they know that there is something with this medication for normally healthy people to be able to take it and recover, and they certainly do not want to lose their line to being an expert, or they do not want to lose the potential for the multi-trillions of dollars that they will make off of a vaccine that won't be ready for at least another 6 to 9 months. They can't have it both ways.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When it gets down to American ingenuity, I think we'll be impressed with what is going to happen here. I think because of the financial benefit that a company could receive, I think they're going to try to get this thing done in record time. Because it may not have a value a year from now.
There are some of us who have never had a flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
There are some of us who have never had a flu. I'm probably not going to take this coronavirus shot vaccine either. There are some people who probably should. But we should not be looking at the, quote, experts that are sitting in Washington and then watch them 6 to 9 months from now get more obscenely wealthy than they are for something that may not even work. Because you can't tell the reason that the COVID-19 is named the COVID-19 is this is the 19th coronavirus that they have discovered. If you have a flu shot that is effective from it was because it was effective on the flu viruses that were out there last year, not because of the flu viruses that possibly were there this year, because they mutate and change all the time. What's good for one person is not going to be good for another person. You have to know what your overall health is, and you better be learning about it. Doctor that was just on was certainly a shining example of knowing themselves and knowing their own body. Tremendous gentleman. I don't know who he is, but I tell you what, whoever his patients are, they are very fortunate to have him as a physician.
Yeah, that's a good doc right there, very good doc. T-Spear, thank you for the telephone call.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you. Let's go to John D. Always a good call.
Yeah, Dan. You know, with all due respect to the doctor, okay, Mika Brzezinski.
Dr. Brzezinski.
I get my medical advice. Right. Mika Brzezinski told me that that stuff's dangerous.
Yeah.
And so did Poppy Harlow on CNN and Jim Scudo. If you saw them this morning, they looked like two people working at a suicide hotline, taking calls from people. And just the look as they looked into the camera, you know, for God's sake, please don't take this stuff. It'll kill you, you know? And I thought, hey, remember the old days, Dan, when you used to have telethons the night before a presidential election? Why don't we get Caitlin with the funny mouth from Prattville and CNN and Poppy and Joe and Mika and Rachel Maddow and have a giant telethon and let people call in and share their COVID hydroxychloroquine stories.
There we go.
You know, on a live I mean, give me a break.
It's just, it's a hatred of Trump, and it just shows you how deep it runs.
Yes, yes. And I'll tell you something else. It's so funny because he plays them like a fiddle, and they can't even see it. I mean, this story with the hydroxychloroquine, they are just consumed by it and go into Trump derangement syndrome. And it's just amazing. And they, you know, he does it to them. How many times does this have to happen before they sit there and go, you know, we're not, it's like Wile E. Coyote. Don't open the Acme box. Right?
Yeah.
How many times do they have to open the same box? But with all due respect to that intelligent, well-sounding doctor, okay, I'm sticking, and by the way, you know, they say one of the things that determines, you know, how sick you can get or get COVID is what kind of dosage you get, you know, how long you're exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm wondering is, how long do you have to sit in a room with Joe and Mika to be exposed to, like, terminal stupidity? Right?
There you go. It's contagious.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, no, the doctor was great, and there are a lot of others. I appreciate you putting the truth out there, and so. But I'm gonna stick with Mika and Joe, okay? For my medical advice.
Dr. Joe and Dr.
Y'all
Mika.
Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes up.
Dan Morris Show.
Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance. And this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all. And you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to Dr. East. Dr. East, come in, Dr. East.
Yeah, with my partnership with Howard Fine and Howard, I'm very successful as a doctor, you know. Hey, look, what if Neil Cavuto was a reporter in 1799? And he got on TV, if there were TV, and he said, listen, the consensus is that bleeding cures many diseases. George Washington needs to be bled.
There you go.
How would that work out for Mr. Washington?
It didn't work out very well.
No, not at all. I just wanted to proffer that and see how it went. Hey, I love you guys. Have a great week.
You have a great week and a great Memorial Day if I don't talk to you.
You too.
Thanks. Let's go to Jim. Jim, how are you?
Fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Are you staying safe?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Joe, I appreciate you playing the little Steppenwolf there. You made me really feel old because I saw Steppenwolf back in the late 60s down in Mobile.
Oh, wow. You're welcome. Always man. Good to please my
John mom. Kay. Yeah, you're man, good. That was back in my hippie days. Oh, now I'm really feeling old. You know, I was really moved the other night with Rachel Maddow. I thought she was going to start crying when she was so concerned about the president and his heart, and he might, you know, taking the stuff could kill him. And then Nancy Pelosi, I bet she's been praying nonstop around the clock after finding out about the president taking this. You know, I know she's so concerned about him dying, not.
And especially after saying that he was morbidly obese.
Yeah. Can you be morbidly ugly? No, I don't want to attack her like that. But that brought, I've got that in my house, Dan. I've got, my wife's been taking that for several years. But
for what, lupus or arthritis?
No, the hydroxychloroquine. I got that same 200 milligram.
Is she taking it for lupus or for?
Yes. Yeah, lupus, yeah. And I don't see any side effects if she yells at me every now and then. But
that comes with the territory, though.
You know, this thing is just so political now. I don't believe any of the stuff on the mainstream media right now, except a few things on Fox. It's just gotten to that point.
Well, Neil Cavuto was on Fox. That was the amazing thing to me.
Yeah. He's, you know, something happened to him, Dan. He used to be a real conservative guy and like that. And something happened a few years ago. I know he had a heart attack, or he did have a heart attack, or had some health issues, and maybe he changed and like, but, do you consider him a conservative?
No, I think he's all over the place. Matter of fact, that's one of the reasons I don't like to watch him or listen to him, because he rambles too much. He didn't. You can tell he didn't have these kind of core principles that are guiding him.
Yeah, I don't. You know, Fox still has some good people on there, but they've kind of wandered around. The people in the morning, they're good for a laugh, but the Fox and Friends, but they're kind of out of their league when it comes to real, you know, hardcore stuff. I think they're kind of, I don't take a lot of that to heart. You know, I have to wait till in the evening to have some people that I listen to.
Yep.
But I was out today. Shout out to Randall there. Randall, I did go to Walmart again today. I know he keeps up with how many times I go to Walmart.
Randall just had a birthday. I think yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But when do you think this thing is going to start wearing off as far as people just being so concerned about with these masks and stuff, Dan. I mean, is it June, July? Are they just going to wear them forever?
No, I tell you what's going to to answer your question, when you look at Georgia, Florida, and Texas, and Arkansas, but in a different way for Arkansas, what you're talking about are three states that had a beginning case problem, that they resolved that case problem, and they're going to get back to normal. And the other states, particularly the blue ones, are going to dog cuss them. And as Mike Dibber used to say, nothing succeeds like success. And let their success start carrying. And people will say, you know, why are you locking yourself up like this? Why are you bounding yourself? I mean, set yourself free.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to see what's going on in all this terrible stuff that was going to happen when these states opened up. It's not going to happen.
Well,
and we were dumb.
Yeah, you may have some hot spot. Let me tell you this exactly.
Yeah.
The Cuomo being the hero of the libs, I think when it gets down to it, and he looks at the damage that he did to New York, and New York City in particular, I think it's going to be something that's going to be very difficult to reverse.
And don't get him started on de Blasio with New York City.
You're going to, when this thing, you know, gets back to, you know, almost normal, I guess, but you're going to see a mass exodus out of
New York. You're already seeing that. I have a friend that's in the Ameriprise office, which is right down, right next to the World Trade Center. And he said, this building is probably has 50% of the people that are in it. And we're considered essential because we're financial services. But he said, downtown Wall Street area, it is just empty.
Yeah. Well, this weekend's going to be interesting, Dan. You're going to see. I think the beaches down here in Alabama, Florida, they're going to be just packed.
I'm not sure that they are. I tell you, a lot of people are not traveling, and so it's hard to get reservations because of some foul up in the hotel issues. But I'm not sure that it's going to be packed like it normally would on Memorial Day.
I think there'll be a lot of people out and about up here around the lakes.
I think this is going to be a staycation weekend.
Yeah. It looks like we're going to have some good weather and stuff.
I hope
there's enough butts and ribs out there to go around.
You better get your order in.
Yeah, I hear you.
280 Farm.
I can guarantee you that's, you know, I've had it. That's the best butts and ribs you can find anywhere.
There you go. Everybody likes a good butt. Jim, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. You have a great day.
Yeah, y'all are going.
Gonna be back. Second hour after our top of the hour break.
Dirty and sweet, I'm, yeah. When you're slim and weak, you got the teeth.